Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
On with Mario Lopez.
What's up, y'all? I'm Mario Lopez. Joining me now in studio, the star of season 20 of The Bachelor, Ben Higgins, and from Sackcloth and Ashes, Bob Dalton. How are you, gentlemen?
So good, man.
Nice. Ben, we were just hanging out in Denver not too long ago.
That's right.
For a great cause.
That's right, man. You did a great job hosting. That was the Children's Diabetes Foundation,
Thank
and you,
you
were the host, and I just went to hang out.
Hang out and support. Is that where you're from originally?
Yeah, I live in Denver right now.
Okay.
Yeah, so I was. That's a foundation. I actually hosted their last event that was just a few months before.
Okay.
So then they invited me to the ball.
Nice.
Some dude at my table donated $100,000 that night. Just kind of randomly.
Oh,
so
you were at the big baller table.
Was it Mario?
Yeah.
I was on stage. We're not paying attention, Frazier. And really cool what you're doing for the community. Explain what Sackcloth and Ashes does.
Yeah, so it's a blanket company I started about 5 years ago. It was inspired by my mom who lived on the streets for a little bit. Hardest working woman I know. I was always the guy that would judge people on the streets. And through her journey, it changed my paradigm and made me realize that people just deserve a second chance. And I started calling my local homeless shelters and asking what they needed, and they all said blankets. So I came up with the idea for every blanket purchase, we donate a blanket to your local homeless shelter. And now we're donating blankets to over 500 shelters in the United States. 2018, we launched our first major campaign called Blanket the United States, where our goal is to donate 1 million blankets to homeless shelters by 2024.
Wow.
And what that campaign's done is it's opened up the door for us to work with people like Ben and other organizations and companies around the United States that want to make a difference.
Good for you, man. That's awesome. That's really life-changing right there. And how'd you get connected to Bob and his company?
Yeah, so 2 years ago, I started a company myself called Generous. And Generous is a coffee company. We sell products that have stories behind them. Mm-hmm. And then we're a for-profit company, but we donate 100% of our profits to organizations that are building some type of sustainable development and fighting human injustice around the world. So Bob and I were at a conference together that we were both speaking at, and when he told his story, I was captivated by it, and we both decided what's better than blankets and coffee together.
That's my move right there.
Yeah, so we thought this makes sense. Let's help people without homes right now, and at the same time, let's build a campaign that we can donate money monetarily to some nonprofits that are really doing the work on the ground. Let's promote it, use both of our platforms to do it, and let's make a difference.
Bravo, gentlemen. You can really do a lot of work here in LA at the moment, too.
Yeah, definitely. Right,
good stuff. So, the Almost Famous podcast.
Mm-hmm.
What have you guys been talking about recently? Do you get into such
serious, you know, fair as this, or it's sort of all over the place?
I mean, I don't know if you would agree or not, but it's amazing being able to have interviews and talk with people all the time. Mm-hmm. But if you're not digging into like the truth and the grit of what life is bringing us, then I feel like it's kind of empty. And so the Almost Famous podcast is a bachelor focused, pop culture focused podcast. Those things are great. They're entertaining. They're fun to listen to. But about one time every episode, we like to dig into to really what makes somebody's like, what is somebody's pains? What is somebody's real life suffering so that we can expose those, be vulnerable to those, and then respond with some type of solution. Mm-hmm. So today we're actually going to talk about Sackcloth and Ashes and Generous's partnership on the podcast, just because we want everybody to know about it. And I think people really want to be involved in these kind of things.
Well, what can they do to be involved?
So they can go to sackclothandashes.com. Okay. And so for every blanket purchased, and if you type in the code Generous, not only will their local homeless shelter receive a blanket, but then they'll also receive a bag of coffee. And then 25% of the proceeds are going to be donated to the LA Mission. And on November 18th, Bob and I will be down there with a bunch of people from LA doing a blanket drop at the LA Mission, highlighting what's going on at the shelter. And I know, Bob, you have a ton of info on what their programming is.
Yeah. So LA Mission's doing incredible work. One of the things that I get the opportunity to do is I'm on a plane almost every week going to homeless shelters around the United States, getting to learn about the solutions that are being created to help homelessness. And Los Angeles, with so much focus on the issue here, the problem is when we focus on issues, the more issues we create. So I'm trying to shift our focus away from the issue of homelessness and start focusing on the solutions that are being created. And the LA Mission is doing incredible work here in Los Angeles. Not only are they providing overnight shelter and meals every single day for people on the streets here in LA, but they also have a 12-month program called Fresh Start, where they are bringing men in and actually getting a chance to walk with them for the next year and help them get back on their feet.
I saw an article today. Funny that you mention all this. Wait, no, this is worth it. Once I do find it, stand by. It said, California has become America's first third world state.
Wow.
KFI posted that too. And they have a bunch of tents set up in the homelessness. So it's gotten, so the whole state, I mean, LA is, but that's a pretty powerful headline there. So
yeah, definitely. And the only way that we're going to create real change in our societies right now is by highlighting and celebrating the solutions in our society. We're very quick to highlight the issues and talk about the problems of society, but it's not going to be until we start celebrating and highlighting the solutions that are actually being created that we're going to be able to make a true difference.
Good for you, man. Honestly, that's awesome that you guys are tackling that. Ben, let's talk a little bit about The Bachelor. What's up with this new dude, Peter Weber? He's the windmill dude, right?
He's the windmill dude. We found condoms in his car.
Wait, I like this guy already.
Yeah.
I haven't even seen the season, but
he's a very intimate man. He's very romantic in a lot of ways, physical. I like him. I talked to him on the phone before he started his whole experience, and the dude gets it. You get a lot of the guys that get on the show, and their heads get real big, and they think they walk on water for a bit, and then they come crashing to a halt at some point. He gets it. You can just tell he has a humbleness to him, a humility. He knows who he is. But I have a feeling his ride is going to be very intimate.
Huh. What do you mean by intimate?
Like, there's going to be a lot of physical romance going on.
Oh, got it. In that sense of the word. Okay,
I mean, we've already seen it. But the thing is, I don't know, you probably get this.
He's going to be smashing left and right, is what you're saying.
Yes.
Nice. And like, you're the Bachelor.
Well, yeah.
In your single years.
Back in the day.
And not all of us are as good looking as Mario is, but when you're that good looking, you get away with a lot, because like, Peter's super good looking. The dude can literally, you know, have sex in a windmill three times, find condom in his car, and then afterwards, grandmas and moms are still like, isn't he sweet?
Hey.
You're like, yeah, he's real sweet.
Certain level of charm right there. Yeah. Exactly. That's a pull that. That's good, man. That's good. Do you ever run into or speak with Lauren Bushnell? I mean, obviously, you guys are always kind of be connected because of the show and stuff. And what was your reaction when you heard she got married?
I mean, I'm happy for her. Bob and I were laughing about this earlier. He's like, man, nobody's asked about their ex more than you are. And I was like, well, that makes sense. I did date her publicly. My girlfriend, actually, 2 days ago, we were together, and she said, hey, how do you feel seeing that headline? Which is a really good question from her, and I'm glad she asked it.
Is that a young lady I met in Denver?
It is, yeah. Yep, you met her.
Yes.
And I said, you know, here's the two options. Either one, I want her to suffer and never find love for the rest of her life, and that couldn't be farther from the truth. Or I can celebrate the fact that she did find love, that she moved on, that I've moved on, that life is coming together for both of us in the way it's supposed to.
Right.
And the way that looks best. Yeah, I mean, it's weird to see like how much life has changed in the last 2 years of my life.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I'm excited for it. Now she's going to get married. She's a married woman now.
Right.
It's time for her and Chris to do their thing, and I'm going to do my thing just fine.
Good for you. Good for you. That's a great attitude to have. What are you guys doing for Thanksgiving?
Well, you know, we're going to be out here pretty much right before doing the blanket drop in LA. And then I'm going to fly. I'm pumped. I'll promote this. I'm going to the David Ortiz's fundraiser in Miami for his golf tournament. So I'm going to play golf with David and make sure he's doing all right.
Don't go to the DR with
him. Yeah. We're going to Miami, and then I'm going to go home to Indiana.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm just going to Oregon, spend time with family. Yeah. That's it.
That's the plan right there. All right. Before you guys go, I want to put you on the spot. Quick questions, quick answers. All right. Mm-hmm. Song you know all the lyrics to?
Sweet Caroline.
Changes Tupac.
Hey, all right.
Shows our personalities. Yeah. Yeah.
Movie you've seen the most?
500 Days of Summer.
Really? Okay.
Good Will Hunting.
Okay. Favorite Thanksgiving side dish?
I love myself some bacon wrapped dates.
Oh, yeah.
We always have those.
Those are good.
Yeah.
Is that a Thanksgiving? Whatever it is, those are good.
It's my Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with mashed potatoes.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's a skill you'd like to learn?
I don't know if it's a skill. I'd really like to learn how to speak Spanish. I spend most of my time off time in Central America the last 15 years and still can't pick up Spanish. So at this point, I feel like it has to be a skill I just don't have.
It's attainable too.
Yeah. So I think that's probably the thing. My goal for my 30th birthday, I'm just turned 30, was to learn how to scuba. So I did that. So I got my certification. So now it's Spanish this year.
Now it's Espanol. Good luck.
Oh yeah. I was going to say Italian. So all of our blankets are made over in Italy.
Oh, okay.
And so anytime I get to go back there, it's like, I'm like, man, I really need to learn Italian. I love the Italian language, man.
Y'all be some international players after that. And what's something you're most thankful for this year?
Man, I really, and I don't want to be like corny here. I really am thankful for the job I get to do at Generous. And so I'm pumped that every day I can wake up, work hard, and be a part of like real human stories. That's fun for me. That's exciting. It makes me feel like I'm doing something worthwhile. And it also helps me sleep at night knowing that my life has some type of purpose.
Yeah, right now I'm thankful for my wife.
My girlfriend.
Yeah. I mean, she's been a rider and has allowed me to do all the travel and campaigning and everything and truly letting me live into my dream and purpose. So I'm truly thankful for that.
Well, good luck with everything, guys.
Yeah, thank you.
And hope it
Thanks
all
for
comes
having
to fruition, though. You got it. OnWithMario.com for all the info on Sackcloth and Ashes. You can follow them on Instagram at Higgins.Ben and at Bob X Dalton. Thanks for stopping by.
Hey, thanks, guys. Thanks, appreciate it.
On with Mario Lopez.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save.
UndercoverTourist.com.